Archers for the week 25 to 30 July 2004.
Emma's trying to work through her troubles.
Over this?
No. I'll just put it off, hold on.
Thought you weren't that keen on all this Elvis stuff.
Oh, some of it's okay.
Anyway, look, while I'm here, do you fancy coming round the shops with me?
Oh, Mama, I can't.
Only it said in the paper it's final reductions at Underwood's. Thought they might have knocked a bit more off that dress and coat I was looking at.
Mum, I'm sorry. I've got so much to do here. I'm defrosting the fridge and I want to clean the deep fat fryer.
Oh, love. You don't want to be doing a horrible job like that on a day like this.
Oh, it's the only day there's a chance. I'm so busy with Kenton away.
Oh, trust him to swan off on holiday. You've got enough on.
Well, I can't hardly complain. I'm having 3 weeks off myself any minute.
No, I suppose so. Here, but you had a nice day at the game, Farewell said.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Mr. Crawford making such a fuss of you?
I think that was more for his benefit than ours.
Never mind that. You want to keep in with him, love. You've got to think of Will's future.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So will you be over for your tea tonight? We've hardly seen you for ages.
No, actually. Well, Kenton said I can use the flat, so I'm going to be staying over here quite a bit.
Huh?
Well, it makes it easier, you know, opening up and everything.
Huh? Oh, well, I suppose Will can come and stay with you for a change.
No, well, I won't be able to. He's doing such long days himself.
Oh, that's a shame. Still, you'll soon have him to yourself all the time.
Yeah.
Right then, I'd better get on. Your dad and Christopher are coming in too. I'm going to try on their suits.
No, that's nice. Well, come back and show me if you get anything.
What if? I'm going to be wearing my old green suit at this rate.
Oh, the sound of home.
What? The wretched grain dryer?
And the smell.
You French farms smell different then.
Yes, garlic. Hey, no, don't go lifting my case on your own, Mum. Here.
Oh, it's jolly heavy.
Must be all the presents. Oh,
goody. I wonder where Alice is. She's obviously back from a gymkhana. The box is here.
Yes, where is my reception committee?
Oh, she's been so excited. Oh, we all have. Oh, it's so lovely to have you back.
Oh, Mum.
Sorry, I couldn't resist another one.
Don't be silly. It's lovely to be home.
And are you sure you don't mind living in? The cottages are all booked through the summer.
Of course I don't mind. I'd rather.
Oh, good. Then I can spoil you.
Yes, for a change.
Come on, then. Let's get these inside.
Yeah, my first real cup of tea.
Jenny, I told you to ring me the second you got back.
You've only just arrived.
Debbie. Hello.
Dad?
I'm sorry I couldn't come meet you. This little thing called harvest, you know.
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
And Alice will be furious. She's just nipped up to see Chandler.
Oh, that's okay then. I don't mind losing out to a horse.
And poor Adam's busy with the strawberries, of course. But he's ducked a cricket match for you.
Really? And here was me thinking he might just be trying to make amends for Friday.
What happened on Friday?
Oh, something. Just a bit of bother with the pickers.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I must get back. I've left a load of barley tipping.
Yeah, go.
I'll be making some tea. Come in if you can.
Okay, thanks. Wonderful to see you, Debbie.
Yeah. You too.
Oh, yeah. Suits you, sir.
Does it?
Oh, I've known you. Oh, blimey. I could fancy you in that. Now, I can't work out how these cravat things work.
Well, don't ask me.
This looks like someone's trying to throttle me. What are they giving us this pin jobby for?
Oh, hello.
Susan.
Very smart.
Get in there, Edward, quickly.
Eddie, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Go away.
What?
You can't see us in our outfits before the wedding. It's bad luck.
Oh, don't be so stupid.
You don't want to put a hex on it, do you?
Yeah, lucky he hasn't got one already.
Oh, that only applies to Will seeing Emma. Come out of there. Neil and Christopher here yet?
No.
Supposed to be meeting them. Oh, perhaps they've called to the cafe to see Emma.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm shattered. Oh, I've been all round Borchester again. Still nothing for me.
Come as you are, darling. You'll look gorgeous. Oh,
thank you. Christopher? Oh, he'll probably be in his leather apron. He's hardly taken it off since Ronnie gave it to him.
How's he getting on?
Oh, he loves it. Brought home this shoe Ronnie let him straighten.
How good was it?
Just a bar of metal, really. I don't know what he finds so interesting. You're very quiet, Ed. I hope you've got more to say on the wedding day.
Sorry?
Your best man's speech for the wedding?
I
hope you're going to be sensible. Don't you saying anything that's going to embarrass Will. Or Emma.
Yeah, he lighten up Susan. Of course he will. He's the best man, isn't he?
I swear your sister can smell champagne a mile away.
Well, she'll have to make do with a G&T for now.
Jenny, it's the middle of the afternoon. Why can't you have tea like the rest of us?
Don't be too hard on her, Brian. She's lonely.
Oh, please.
Matt's not been around much lately and she misses him.
I'll be grateful not to see him.
Oh, goody. Is that my drink?
Yeah. Help yourself, will you? What are Debbie and Alice up to?
They're about to get in the pool. Oh, God, Jenny, you've drowned it.
I'm sorry.
Matt's not around together.
No. He had such a good time at the game fair, he's gone again. He's talking about going to Scotland for the Glorious 12th.
Mm, he's really taken to shooting, hasn't he?
Yes. Very antisocial of him, if you ask me.
But it isn't, is it? It's a very sociable sport. That's why so many people are taking it up.
And at least half of them shouldn't be.
Well, businessmen and celebrities and lots of women as well.
Women?
Yeah. Who was I reading about the other day? It was Kiri de Carnarvon and Madonna.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, if it's good enough for her.
Lillian, you're not thinking of them, surely.
Well, why not? I'd look gorgeous in all the kit. Thank you, Jenny. I shall look into it.
I'd better get back outside.
Right. Bye, darling. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Good. Now he's gone, stick me a drop more gin in here, sweetie.
Okay. Now, is that better?
Much. At least I'll be able to taste it now. You know, the more I think about shooting, it'll be something Matt and I can do together.
Well, perhaps see if you're any good at it first and shoot some clays or something.
Oh, yeah, but I'll do all that. It's got to be more fun than what I've been doing all day, staring at the mess that's my garden.
Well, if you hadn't cluttered it up with all those gnomes...
You can hardly see them. It's a complete jungle. You need to get ground force in. What happened to the little fellow I gave you, anyway?
Oh, it's really unfortunate. Our mowing man, he clipped it with a mower and it sort of fell apart.
Oh, shame. I'll give you another one. I've got a special one you could have, a butcher gnome.
What?
Butcher. He's got a dear little cleaver and everything. I know, you could take it to your farmer's markets. It'd be a good advert for your venison.
Oh, I don't think so, if you don't mind, Lillian. Well, what are you going to do about your garden anyway?
Complain to my landlord and then get a man in.
120 quid. Over 120 quid. Each.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything like it. I mean, just because the Carters have got blooming thousands stashed in the bank from selling their inks, they think we're all made of money.
Yeah.
That's going to come to... Well, hold on. There's you, me, William, Dad, Neil and Christopher. Well, it's ridiculous. How much is that? You're not telling me all that clobber's essential. What? Cufflinks? Cravat pin? What's wrong with a safety pin in your cuff? Mind you, that's not going to save a fat lot. Here, perhaps we could persuade Dad to wear his own suit. Just to wire him the cravat thing and waistcoat. What do you think, son? Edward?
Huh?
Get your granddad to wear his own suit.
Well, he's not going to do that.
No, you're right, he's not. Oh, blimey. You know what else?
What?
Alf. If he comes, we're going to have to shell out for a suit for him and all. Oh, flipping heck. Well, that's got to be getting on for £1,000.
I'll catch you later, Dad. There's someone I've got to go and see.
What? Edward, don't be stupid. Get back in. Look, I'll pull over.
No, it's all right. Forget it. It was a stupid idea.
Bye, Debbie, darling. I'm sorry for crashing your homecoming.
No, you didn't. It's lovely to see you.
Come on, Lillian. Adam's waiting. Come and see me soon, won't you, darling? You promise?
Yes, I will. Lillian?
Oh, God, Jenny, you're a nag. Night, Brand.
Night. We'll get your car back to you tomorrow somehow.
Now make sure Adam sees you right inside.
What, do you think I'm going to be ravaged on the doorstep? I should be so lucky.
Kind of a drunken heap at the foot of the stairs, more likely. Honestly.
No, no.
Oh, she gets worse. Thought of her with a shotgun. God, chills you to the bone.
What?
Jenny wants to take up shooting, Debbie. Well, she's not coming near one of my shoots.
Well, you can't stop her if she pays her whack.
You watch me.
Right. Shall I make us all some coffee?
Actually, Mama, I think I'll go to bed if you don't mind.
Of course, you must be tired.
Oh, not too bad, but I've got to be up bright and early for work tomorrow, haven't I?
You haven't got to start back straight away.
Don't stop her if she's keen, Jenny.
Well, I just thought you'd want a day or two to acclimatise.
No, I'm here, it's harvest. Might as well make myself useful.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Good. So, what would you like me to do, Dad?
Well, you can ease yourself back in on the corn cart in the morning. And combine in the afternoon, if you think you can remember.
Just try me.
Oh, what a relief. Someone who knows what they're doing.
Adam's been doing his best, Brian. It's not easy to be in two places at once.
Then you shouldn't even try.
Anyway, I think I'll have a bath.
Yeah. All right, darling. And there's towels out for you or a bathrobe in the airing cupboard. If you don't like the bath stuff in your bathroom, you can have some of mine.
Jenny, God, don't you know you're home?
I'm loving it. Night, night, Mum.
Night, sweetheart.
Dad.
Night, Debbie.
See you in the morning.
Sleep tight.
Yep.
Right, well, I'll just take these glasses out.
All right, darling.
Oh. Could Oliver have the answers?
Horrible. I had to like hold on to myself to stop from going to see you.
Oh, Ed. Bit more your way. Okay, down now. Oh. So, things are no better.
Nope.
Well, I've been giving it some thought.
Yeah?
And I wondered if you'd thought, well, I wondered if it might be an idea if you were to, you know, get away for a while.
Away?
Hmm. Put some distance between you and, well, what's been going on.
Where?
Hungary.
Hungary?
I've spoken to Ian Godwin, our manager over there, and he reckons they could use another casual. The pay won't be much, but, well, he gets you food and lodging, and they're a decent crowd.
I don't know, Oliver.
Well, it could be quite an adventure for you. You could stay right through to the autumn, potato harvest, come back when the dust sets.
Yeah, I don't see how I can. I mean, there's stuff here, and what about my probation?
Well, I thought about that. I wasn't quite sure where you were at with it, but I sounded out a magistrate friend of mine, and there are ways round it.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you're interested in principle, the first thing you've got to do is get in touch with your probation officer. There's something called an early discharge.
Right.
Sorry, I know. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. But look, even if my PO said yeah, I mean, it's very good of you to set me up and that, but I couldn't go. I can't even get there.
Well, if you mean the fare, I mean, it's really not that much for these cheap tickets, and Caroline might pick that up for you.
Caroline?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to tell her. I had to talk it through with someone. And anyway, she's got an interest. She is Will's godmother.
I suppose.
No, don't worry. She won't say a word.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't.
Well, look. You can't decide anything till you've talked to your probation officer.
No.
Well, see if you can get hold of him this afternoon. See what he says. And I'll give you Ian's number. You can have a think about it all and ring him direct.
Yeah, I suppose.
If I tell him, you'll get back to him midweek, either way, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Ed, I realise it may seem a bit extreme. It may not be the solution, but it is an option.
Music while you work, eh?
Well, it helps him get on in there. It's a pretty lonely job, welding. It's not like you can have much conversation.
How's he doing?
Oh, not bad. We'll get 3 stores finished today.
Will you? It's nearly time for milking.
Oh, I know. He knows he's going to knock off soon.
It won't be finished by tomorrow, will it?
No, it's going to take the full 3 days.
I'd better get back to Brian then. He rang to say they could come and finish the barley off Wednesday, Thursday, but they'd be better leaving it another day.
Yeah, I'd like to get this finished first. Can you push that barrow over?
Sure. I'll give him a call.
All right, thanks.
I'm sure he'd be glad of another chance to tell me how wonderful it is to have Debbie back.
Yeah. Hiya. Can I interrupt?
Hi, Sam.
Yeah, I got that catalogue for the sale tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I thought we could have a look through sometime. Mark up the ones that look interesting.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night, weren't we, love?
Yeah, in bed. Sad, aren't we?
Dedicated, I'd say. Anyway, we agreed we're not going all out for production. We did, didn't we?
Definitely, yeah.
I'm sure that's right. Let's have some longevity in the herd.
Great. In that case, some of these look very interesting.
We want animals that will milk well off grass and have good feet.
Not that there's going to be any problem with this lovely new concrete we're putting down.
Yeah, they won't know they're born. 5.5 stars, this parlour now.
Not bad. Here, there's 3 in-calf heifers here. Decent sires. Could be just what we're looking for.
You see? Yeah. Average 9,200 kilos, 3.88%.
Does it give the cell count?
Rolling average 148.
Not bad.
Yeah, there's some more too. How about I mark some up? I'll come in tonight and show you.
Not tonight. No, we're out tonight.
Are we?
But straight after milking should be okay, as long as we're gone by 7:30.
All right. Well, I'd better get on and get the cows in then.
Yeah, it sounds like he's packing up in there anyway.
All right, see ya.
See you later, Sam. So, are you going to tell me what we're doing?
Well, there's no need to sound so suspicious. We're allowed to go out together, aren't we?
Except we never do.
Yeah, well, we're changing all that.
What about the kids?
It's all arranged. Mum's babysitting.
But why?
Because we are going to do a salsa, baby. What?
For one thing, you're going to push me over the barrel.
Oh, sorry.
And for another, just a minor point, that's the tangle.
Oh, well, it's close.
Oh, Liz! Sorry, Sam. Give me a minute while I stick this in the diary.
Sure, no worry.
If I don't do it straight away.
Yeah, I'm the same with the whiteboard in the parlour. Mm. I found myself writing shampoo and beans on it the other day.
Lovely. Got a good recipe for those of you.
Yeah, it's one of my specialities.
Let's try it sometime. What can I get you?
Pint of lager, please, Fallon.
Okay.
So, what we got to look forward to then?
What that? Yeah. You don't want to know about that. It's just Linda Snell's world premiere of her video of the cat and fiddle.
I'll order my dinner jacket. Hey, you fancy posing on the red carpet with me?
Definitely. So are you looking for things to do in Ambridge, are you?
Well, no, not really. I'm going back to Cheshire tomorrow.
Oh, what, are you fed up with us already? Oh, so your girlfriend, is it?
No, there won't be time. No, it's just to go to a cattle sale with Ruth.
Oh, I see. Very nice.
Yeah, well, it's a day out, isn't it?
Yeah. It's £2.30, please.
There you go.
Cheers. Can't be easy keeping a relationship going long distance.
Well, fun.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Can I talk to you?
What now?
Hey, don't mind me. I'll, please. Oh, there's Roy. I'll see you.
Oh, right. Bye. What is it?
Could we go somewhere quiet?
Yeah, okay. I'll just get cover for the bar. Go and find us a table. 1, 2, 3, tap, 1, 2, 3, tap, 1, 2, 3, tap, 1, 2, 3. Now, into the turn. 1, 2. Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry, oh. Love.
Oh, no, it's all right. It doesn't matter.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. You're doing really well.
I don't know. I just can't seem to get it.
You're doing great for the first time.
Oh, thanks.
I think you're very brave. It's lovely of you to think of.
Well, I didn't want you to have to miss out.
Okay, come on now, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, yes. Uh-oh. And I see some people is not dancing. You have a problem?
Yeah, it's these great things on the end of my legs that keep getting in the way.
Gloria, this is my husband, David. It's his first time.
David? So, is no matter. We all have to start somewhere.
Yeah, not from quite as low a baseline as me, I don't suppose.
Sorry?
He's got new skills in himself.
Oh, come. I show you. With your permission, Ruth.
Feel free.
So, David. You like the Michelangelo, David, yes?
Well.
Now, the arm, you just put it here.
Uh-huh.
Don't be shy. Come on.
All right.
Good.
Oh, you're tall, hey?
Yeah, doesn't help, I suppose.
No, it's good. Now, you wait for the beat, okay? Mm-hmm. And so now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, come on, big guy.
Sorry. This is hopeless.
No, listen, don't worry about it. You have plenty of rhythm.
Really?
Yeah, sure, you have music in the soul.
Well, I don't know about that.
You must get it from Phil.
Phil? Who is Phil?
He's my dad. He's quite keen on music.
Aha, there you are, you see. It's in the family. Now, I give him back to you, Ruth. You experience, you just, you need practicing him at home.
Exactly.
So I see you again, lady. Don't be discouraged.
No, thanks, Gloria. She's a live one.
There you go, then. Music in the soul.
Yeah, right. And lead in the feet.
Stop putting yourself down.
Oh, love, this was a terrible mistake. Who should have known they're going to be laughing their socks off when they get here?
Don't be daft. Look, shall we have another go?
Well, if you think your toes can stand it.
Of course. They're fine. Now, wait till the beat.
Okay.
He wants you to go to Hungary?
Yeah. Work on this farm, him and Brian Eldridge have got money in.
But when?
Well, what now? I mean next week or something.
Next week?
Yeah. Oliver says they need someone now, or not at all.
But I don't see how you can, Ed. I mean, apart from the wedding, you haven't finished your probation, have you?
No, I haven't.
So you can't just go. You'd be in breach.
Yeah, but Oliver told me to bring Mal about it.
And?
Well, you're right. I can't just go. Well, I could, but anyhow, I've only got another month to go, so he says he could take you back to court for an early discharge.
What, like a parole?
Yeah, sort of. Well, because it's like a job, he reckons they'd be all right about it. You know, wish me luck and everything.
So it's not impossible, then?
No. He's going to find out tomorrow about getting a slot in court. I don't even need to be there.
Right. But I still don't understand why Oliver's suddenly come up with it now.
Well, it's harvest, isn't it?
But you've got work here. And he knows you've got the wedding. Did you ask him to do it? You did.
No, I didn't. Not exactly.
Ed, is this still about Emma? You're still in love with her?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't believe this. Oh, Ed.
Don't. Really. What am I going to do, Fanny?
You're asking me. I don't know. If that's how you feel, the wedding's going to be awful. So I suppose getting right away seems like a good idea.
I'd never have thought of it, but now Oliver's come up with it, I can't think what else to do.
No. Well, yeah, I guess you've got to go for it, then.
My mum's going to go spare. I'd be letting so many people down.
Yeah, but you've got to think of yourself here. And Emma. Does she know?
Like I said, I don't want to talk about it. Please.
Okay. Well, look, Ed. I don't think you've got much choice.
I don't know. I can't think straight. Why is my life such a mess?
Will's taking the initiative.
To start with, he's plant up a few headlands, chuck down some wild bird meat.
Yeah, but who's we exactly, Will?
Well, me and George.
Ah. There you.
It wouldn't involve you in any extra labour costs, Mr. Aldridge. What with the new schemes coming out next year, you're going to have to start doing this sort of thing anyway.
Well, it sounds jolly good in principle, Will. Let me have a think, I'll come back to you on it.
Thanks.
Now, how's your other pet project going? The sanctuary pens.
Not bad so far. Hasn't cured it, though.
It was worth a try, anyway.
Was there anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks, Mr. Aldridge. Well, I'll let you get on.
Will, there is one thing.
Yeah?
You've got to stop calling me Mr. Aldridge. It's Brian, right?
Oh, okay. Right. Brian.
Mm, that's better. And how's everything coming along for the wedding, by the way? It's not long, huh?
No. I think Emma and the mums have got it pretty much under control.
Good. And don't forget to let me know when your stag night is. And book the next day off to recover.
That's a pain, that is.
Huh?
It's the best man's job, isn't it? And you'd think my brother would be gagging to organise a drinking session. But has he done anything about it?
No.
Well, I finally get him to pick up his phone last night. He tells me where to go. Said he'd got enough to think about already. Like, who hasn't?
Well, that's not very satisfactory.
No. And I don't want him to go organising nothing for next weekend. It's Em's birthday. We want to do something on our own.
Yeah, quite. Well, you can't very well show up for a romantic dinner still wrecking the night before.
No. Well, not that I want anything too wild. Just a few drinks with me mates.
Oh, come on, Will. If you don't end the night tied up naked in a phone box, there's no point.
Oh, no. I don't want anything like that.
Ooh, you're leaving all the hygiene to Emma on her hen night.
Em's had her hen night already.
Oh, come here, you.
Yeah, she had it early. I don't know what they got up to exactly. She wouldn't say.
You probably don't want to know.
No. Right.
I'll see you then, Will.
Yeah. Mr. Brian?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Go on.
Well, it's about the wedding. Em's got this idea of us reading each other a poem.
Poem?
I mean, she's got hers, but I don't know where to start. I don't suppose... Have you got any ideas?
Me? Are we talking about love poetry?
Well, I suppose so, yeah.
Not really my department, though. Now, if Ed wants any jokes for his speech...
Yeah, right. Well, it's just a thought.
Morning!
He's the sensitive type.
Oh, it's all right, really.
Adam, have you got any love poems or Will to read to Emma at the wedding?
Well, not on me, no. What are you going to ask Mum? It's just her sort of thing.
Oh, no, don't worry, forget it.
Sure? Do you want me to ask her?
No, it's okay, honest.
All right, but if you change your mind, just say the word.
Aren't they beauties?
Yeah, and we haven't gone tragically over budget.
Well, that's what a budget's for, isn't it? So you can go over.
As long as it's only a little bit.
I've got Davey to give me a bit of leeway, and these are just the sort we're looking for.
They'll be worth it. You'll see.
Yeah, well, I'll be watching the averages. Right. Do you want to go and sort out the hall here while I go and do the business?
Sure. Then we'll grab some lunch, shall we? Burger from the van?
Oh, do we have to?
I think look okay.
It's not that. Only we'd have to stand up, and I'm desperate for a sit-down.
Yeah, I thought you were limping a bit. You all right?
Is it that obvious? I'm fine. It's just... Oh, I don't like to say it. It was such a sweet thought.
What?
David. You know he came to salsa with me last night?
Yeah?
Well, it's because he's only a beginner. Hoosh and I were the same, I'm sure. But he was standing all over me feet. It's not funny!
No, I'm sorry.
Go and fix the transport, you. I'll see you back here.
Okay, hey, forget the burger. I know a really nice pub. Great beer garden, lots of seats. We'll go there, shall we?
Yeah, I'll come straight down.
Hi, Adam. Oh, sorry.
Hi, David. No, it's okay. Thanks for telling me. Bye.
Bad news.
That was Debbie. The grain in one of the bins is overheating. She's done a spear sample. The moisture's 16.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to have to auger the whole lot out, put it through the dryer again.
Oh, that's going to knock combining on the head for the day.
I know.
How'd it happen?
Well, we've got this student, James. Only just started.
Oh, that sounds highly possible.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot down there.
I've come to do some bailing. I wonder if there'll be any for me to do. I better come with you.
Okay, I'll just tell the pickers.
Right. Who's telling Brian?
Have you ever been?
Never. All I know about New Zealand, I know from Lord of the Rings.
No, it's not a bad introduction. People are better looking, though.
I should hope so. You obviously loved it.
Best year of my life.
Really? Are you ever tempted to go back?
Oh, no, you're not catching me out like that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, David's told me you thought I'd flit off after a couple of years.
Oh, he did he?
Yep. All about the interviews and how you wanted to take on Mr. Safe, said I was a big risk.
Oh, thank you very much, David. Very loyal.
Oh, I think he was only trying to make me feel wanted.
And to think I wasn't even going to mention the pulverising he gave me feet.
Well, let's have a look.
What?
Your feet. Stick them up on the bench.
You don't want to see my feet.
Oh, go on.
If you insist. I've had to wear my old sandals. They were the only ones that were comfortable. Look. Look at my little toe. It's red raw.
Oh, dear. You are in a bad way.
Well, thank you. A bit of sympathy.
Yeah, if you were one of the cows, I'd be sending you down the road with feet like that.
Oh, thanks. I should have known it wouldn't last.
Come on. I'll buy you another drink. Oh, no, we better not.
How did it get to that time? Those cows will be home before us at this rate.
And it's not very good PR for me, is it? Go off with the boss's wife and then be late back for milking. David will be starting to think you were right.
So what's the story?
Well, Adam's spoken to James.
Uh-huh.
Well, he knew that the grain was coming in at 17%.
What? Well, why didn't he do something about it?
Well, he wasn't too sure about resetting the dryer.
He's got a ton in his head.
Well, apparently he tried Adam's mobile, but, no, couldn't get him.
Couldn't? When was this? It wasn't Friday by any chance.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, all Adam cared about on Friday was sorting out his blasted mutiny.
Well, he said he'd had some trouble with the pickers. Anyway, with new loads coming in all the time, James decided to just push it through and hope for the best.
Which, as ever, has turned out to be the worst.
It's not the end of the world, Brian.
David, have you been outside? Perfect combining weather, and we've had to stop while this lot's put through again. Where is he?
Well, don't go having a go at James. It really wasn't his
not
fault.
Not James, Adam! This mess is all down to him.
Sorry, I was talking to Debbie. She's put Andy on cultivating stubble, so that's okay.
No, it's not. Your incompetence has cost us an afternoon's combining.
Brian...
What?
Look, I'd better be getting on. I take it there's still some baling for me.
Plenty. Start on 20 acre, if you would.
Okay.
Right.
Right, I'll get cracking then. I'm sorry, Alex.
What for? It's me who's messed up.
Well, don't worry about it.
Okay.
See you anyway.
Yeah, bye.
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 Look, Brian, I'm sorry, but you've got to admit it wasn't entirely my fault.
Of course it was. Trying to be in too many places at once, you didn't give James proper instructions. And then he couldn't get hold of you.
Wait a moment. He presumably couldn't get hold of you either.
It wasn't me who'd briefed him. Inadequately.
There's no point in a witch hunt, is there? It's sorted now.
Thanks to Debbie taking charge.
I think you're being unfair.
Thank God she's back and has got things gripped. I don't know what you've got to say about it. I haven't had a proper apology.
Brian, please. Surely the way to look at it is we've been overstretched. These things happen. Now Debbie's back. We can spread the load a bit.
When I agreed to bankroll your strawberry enterprise, it was on the understanding that you could carry it alongside Harvest. I've yet to see the proof of that.
Now, that is unfair.
Not really.
So, what do you want to do now?
Well, there's no more you can do here, is there? Debbie's across things. Might as well get back to your pickers.
I see. It's exile for me, is it? To the steppes with the Ukrainians.
Oh, grow up, Adam. I've got enough to do seeing what Jeff and I can salvage from the afternoon. Certainly haven't got time for your tantrums.
What do you think of them, then?
Well, I have to say, Ruth, you've still got a mean eye for cattle.
Thank you. And I have to say, Sam's isn't so bad either.
Well, whatever. These are a really nice bunch.
I'm pleased you're pleased. So, you'll let me loose with the farm checkbook again, will you?
Well, depends. You could become a stockaholic, you know, start snapping up jerseys and guernseys and all sorts.
I don't think so. I'll stick to what I know. How was your day, anyhow? Did you get some more concreting done in the parlour?
Oh, a bit this morning. Then I left it to Bert and went and did some baling for Brian.
Did you see Debbie?
Yeah, she looks great. And still getting the prodigal daughter treatment from Brian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Adam's feeling a bit sorry for himself. He was getting it in the neck for some slip-up with the grain dryer.
What are you saying? He's being pushed out?
Well, he was there first.
Not exactly, David. Debbie had done years on that farm when he suddenly decided to come home.
Well, that's true, I suppose. It's never easy, though, is it? It's like me and Kenton.
Luckily for Brian, neither Debbie nor Adam's as useless as Kenton is round the place. I wonder how he's getting on his holiday.
It's a holiday, isn't it? He'll be fine. Oh, and something else I did.
Yeah?
Practice my salsa for Gloria.
Oh, yeah?
How about this? What do you think, eh?
Yeah.
Do you want to join me?
No, thanks. I'll sit this one out.
And turn. And you've got to remember, Ruth, I've got my working boots on. I'll be even more nippy with that.
Oh, no, I think the boots are a really good idea. I might even wear mine.
So,
How about I give Usha and Ashok a ring and see if they're up for a repeat performance on Thursday?
This Thursday?
Why not?
Well, don't forget we've got the combining. That could go on.
Oh, yeah.
Best if you leave it till next week, eh?
Mm. Admiring our purchases?
Hey, they look great, Sam.
Yeah, they went through the parlour no trouble. Well, one kicked a bit.
Well, if it was only the one. Listen, I'll tell you what. I'll get us some beers. We can drink their health. New beginnings.
Great, thanks. How are your feet?
I'm not telling you. You're only going to laugh at me like before.
No, I won't. Honest. How are they?
Fed up. They were just starting to feel a bit easier when David informed me he can't wait to go again.
Oh, dear.
I can see this new era at Brookfield's going to have to include a living chiropodist.
Ed's being furtive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want to know.
Edward, have you got the phone?
Yeah, okay, bye.
What are you doing out here with it?
Nothing. There you go.
Ta. Want to ring Susan? Offered to go shopping with her. Betty says she still ain't found herself something to wear for the wedding.
No.
And I'm starting to feel a bit guilty. I mean, I suppose by rights, I ought to have waited for her to get her outfit first and then got mine. She's the mother of the bride. Now I'm wondering if she feels tied by what I'm wearing, the colour of it. Here, have you spoken to William?
Will?
Well, he says you still ain't done nothing about his stag night. That is your job, you know. As best man. Edward?
I won't be here.
What do you mean? How can you not be here for something we don't even know when it is yet?
I won't be here. Not for the wedding.
Hey?
I'm not going to be here for the wedding. I'm going away.
Edward, you're not making sense.
I'm sorry, Mum. Oliver's got me a job in Hungary.
You? What?
I've just got to fix the flight. I'm going next week.
But you can't. It's your brother's wedding.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry? Don't you ever think about anyone except yourself? You'd let him down. You'd let us all down.
I'm sorry.
And after I persuaded him to ask you, hasn't poor William had enough to contend with already, Greg and everything?
I know.
Well, if you know, how can you do it to him?
I can't help it. It's a great chance for me.
You know your trouble, don't you? You're just thoroughly selfish.
Yeah, right.
Thoroughly. And I don't know what Oliver Sterling thinks he's playing at, encouraging you. But you'll have to tell him you ain't going.
I can't do that, Mum. I'm sorry.
Don't keep saying you're sorry. You ain't sorry at all. How long's this been going on? All this time you've been cooking this up with Oliver. Does Caroline know?
Yeah, she does.
Well, I don't know what she thinks she's playing.
Look, you're not going to go blaming them. It's not their fault. It's all come from me.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Come on, I'm really sorry.
Why would you want... Why now?
Hello, honey. I'm home.
Eddie.
Hey, Strix.
Oh, come and see if you can talk some sense into him. I'm getting nowhere.
It's such a relief to think he's found a good home.
Here.
I've been racking my brains and then I thought of you.
It's very kind of you, Lillian.
Yeah, but why? I mean, what would we want with one of Eddie's gnomes?
He's not any old gnome, is he? Stripy apron, straw boater. Well, sort of straw boater. Mm. Oh, Sid, use your imagination. Look, jolly face.
Jolly? His eyes are two different colours.
Little cleaver.
What, this plastic spatula thing?
Lovingly spray-painted silver. He's the perfect advertisement for your carvery.
You think this creature is going to entice people to come and eat here?
Of course! Now, come on, let's go and find him a nice sunny spot outside.
Oh. All right, 6 foot of snow.
Look, just humour for now, love. We'll sort it later.
Sid!
You're coming!
I don't know.
Here, give us a whiskey, will you, Jolene?
Blimey, Eddie, you had a shock or something?
Yes, I have, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, lover. Anything I can do?
Oh, no, thanks all the same. Just a bit of bother at home. There you are.
Water.
Oh, that's better.
Well, You let me know if you change your mind, eh?
Nah, it's okay. Clary's doing her nut. I thought it was better if I was out the way at the end.
Eddie, the very man.
Oh, evening.
Have you and that strapping son of yours got any free time to tidy up my garden?
Yeah, well, I have. I don't know about Edward.
I don't know what I can say, Clary, except that I'm sorry.
Sorry? You're as bad as he is. I don't know what you was thinking of.
Look, all
in his head with all this nonsense with the wedding barely a month away.
The thing is, this opening came up and it really is a great opportunity for him.
So he says, but I don't see how. He's got plenty of work here. Not to mention the fact that he's still on probation.
Yeah, well, they're always round
that. Oh, I know. He's told me all about taking it back to court. The two of you have got it nicely sewn up. How do you think me and Eddie feel, having it all presented to us with no chance to say our piece? Let alone poor William.
Well, all I can say is that I am truly sorry.
It's his only brother's wedding, for heaven's sake. It's only going to happen once in a lifetime.
I admit, if I'd thought it through more clearly from your point of view, I might not have proceeded in the way I did. But I'm sorry, it's done now.
And nobody seems to want to undo it. I can hardly believe it of Caroline. I'd have thought she'd have had her godson's well-being at heart.
Well, I think actually she did.
Excuse me, but how in your twisted way have you managed to work that out?
I don't really want to speak for her, and I did place her in a very awkward position. But in the end, well, I don't have to tell you, there's been friction between the boys in the past. I think Caroline felt that if Ed couldn't play his part with good grace, couldn't stand there beside his brother in church and be genuinely happy for him, then perhaps it was best if he wasn't there at all.
So it is about the wedding.
No, that's part of it, yes.
I know he hasn't been right lately. Quite withdrawn.
He's been doing a lot of thinking.
I knew there was something the matter. I did wonder. But why didn't he talk to us about it?
I'm sure he'd have liked to, but sometimes, Clary, your family's just too close.
You know the best thing about shooting at cans?
What?
Well, first you have to drink a load of loathers.
Good point.
Even if they are low alcohol. So you reckon your air rifle's a good place for me to start?
Oh, yeah. It's lighter than a shotgun, of course. Not so much recoil.
No, it'll give me an idea. I don't want to look a total fool at the clay school.
Oh, you won't. You'll be fine once you've got your eye in.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, talking of eyes, why did you decide to give our little butcher friend two different coloured ones?
It wasn't in the original plan, Light. I just ran out of paint.
Oh, I see. Only I've had to endure some very cruel comments on his behalf.
We think it gives him character.
Exactly. He's unique. Yeah, they all are.
Everyone a labour of love.
I can't think why people can't see it. I've had some very mealy-mouthed reactions.
Yeah, well, folks round here have never appreciated anything I do.
You know, I even saw the one I gave Derek Fletcher put out with his rubbish. And this from a man whose garden's a positive gnome sanctuary.
You know, some people wouldn't know a generous gesture if it jumped up and bit them on the bottom.
Please. Not something I want to think about in the context of Derek Fletcher. Right, then, are we going to do this?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're so exciting. I feel like Annie Oakley.
Okay, if I stand behind you, like so.
Oh, hey, Eddie, stop a minute. I've had an idea.
Yeah?
Since people don't exactly seem to appreciate the gnomes, how about we practice a bit of natural selection?
You what? Oh! You mean shoot them instead of the cans?
Perhaps when they've got rarity value.
Right. Okay, then. We'll have you and you. That's right. Folks will be fighting over them. Right. Get him in your sights.
What?
All you've got to do is line up the target with the sight on the end of the barrel.
Oh, yeah.
And the V up this end.
Right.
Happy?
Okay, punk, you got it coming to ya.
Oh, yeah. Smack through his hat.
Yeah, I'm quite good at this.
You're brilliant. Clays are going to be a doddle.
Yeah, but not nearly so much fun.
Oh, I don't know. Circulars just aren't what they used to be.
Oh, why don't we ever get any interest in posting?
Good question. I hope. The BBDA.
What, the Pub of the Year people? Well, go on, open it.
Well, I'm not sure I want to. It's got to be a no, hasn't it?
Well, you don't know.
Oh, dear. We mustn't get our hopes up. Well, it's something to have been considered, isn't it? It'd be great to think we got into... Oh, I don't know, the last three.
Yeah, well, it'd be a lot better to win. Now, get on with it, Sid.
Yeah, right. Damaston, Mrs. Perkins.
Following our extensive research, she's very, very...
unusually strong competition. We are delighted. Delighted to tell you.
You've been awarded the accolade of South Worcestershire Pub of the Year! Oh, Jolie!
You've done it!
Yes, sir!
Oh, that's fantastic! Sid, what else does it say?
Hey, I don't know. Not sure I can focus on it. Let's have a look-see. Oh, yes. The presentation will take place on... Oh, I don't believe it.
What?
Oh, it's only the same day as the football match that I got those tickets for.
Oh, no!
Isn't that typical?
Oh, love, oh, no!
Oh, well, it's no good. I'll have to scrub the match, of course. I mean, business has to come first.
Are you sure? I mean, I suppose I could do it on my own.
Are you joking? And let you have all the glory? No. I'll, well, I suppose Kathy you could take Jamie.
Kathy?
Yeah, well, I can't think of who else.
Well, what about Kenton?
You reckon?
Oh, look, darling, Jamie still knows you got the tickets in the first place.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, we'll have to see when they come back from their holiday.
Yeah.
Evening.
Oh, evening, Oliver. What can I get you?
Scotch, please.
Blimey, they're all in the hard stuff tonight. I'll get it, Sid.
Yeah, and it's on the house. To celebrate our good fortune.
Oh, well, thanks very much. What's that, then?
Well, you may not realise it, but you are standing in the South Borsetshire Pub of the Year.
Oh, well, well done.
Yeah, we're over the moon.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Jolene. Mm.
You look a bit, you all right?
Yeah, well, yes, fine. Just had a rather uncomfortable encounter, that's all.
Oh, must have seen our gnome.
What? Oh, yes, I did notice something. What on earth is it?
It was a present from Lillian Bellamy.
How unusual.
She seems to think it's going to pull the punters into our carvery.
More likely to send them straight to the toilet.
Yes, I have to say it's probably a good job he wasn't grazing your portal when the award judges were doing their rounds.
No, you're right there.
Oh, blimey. That's a point.
What?
There's people from all over Borsetshire and beyond going to read about this award, and they'll be coming from far and wide.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yes. And what do they find when they get here?
Friendly landlord, gorgeous landlady.
Oh, Oliver.
Well, yes, sure, all of that, of course. But first, they've got to get past an evil troll with mismatched eyes waving a machete. Mm-hmm. That's going to do wonders for our reputation.
There's a trouble shared.
Honeycomb, please, Clary. Clary, honeycomb.
I?
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. You were miles away.
Yeah. Right, got a treat for you two. You try some cheese for me?
Aren't you tasting it yourself?
Oh, I have. I just want second opinion.
I'll have some for you, Helen. Oh, tastes all right to me. Perhaps a bit sharp, but still.
Mum?
Oh, all right, then. No. Well, Clary's right. Needs another couple of days.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But, again... have another taste yourself.
Oh, no, there's no need.
No, it's only borderline. Go on.
No, I've only just cleaned my teeth after lunch.
Oh, you did have some lunch then? Dad and I waited as long as we could.
Yeah, sorry, I got held up at the shop. Anyway, thanks for that. I'll get on. Oh, I must give you a cheese soon, Clary, to take home. You haven't had one in ages.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's gorgeous with crusty bread. Just do for Eddie's lunch. Oh, I've got this great recipe of Auntie Jen's for a green walnut tart I've adapted.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Okay, see you.
Bye. That's very kind of her. Oh, yes. Helen's great at talking about food and pressing it on other people. I don't mean she eats any herself, though.
Oh,
come on, Clary. You must have noticed how thin she's got.
Well, yeah, but I just thought, after all she's been through...
No, it's gone way beyond her just getting her appetite back after Gret. Still, there doesn't seem to be much I can do to make her see it.
They are a worry, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, you get off, Clary. I'll finish this batch.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, yes, you go. Okay, then, ta.
It's been a bit quiet today. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Clary. Oh, look, Edward's up and told us he ain't going to be here for the wedding.
What?
Oliver's gone and got him some job in Hungary.
Oh, my family's got money in.
Yeah.
When's he going?
Next week.
That's very sudden.
Yeah.
Has he told Tom?
No, not yet. I only found out last night. He's going to ring him today.
I see.
I know. I'm ever so sorry, Pat. It's leaving him in the lurch a bit.
Oh, yes, it is. But, isn't it still on probation?
Oh, he's sorted all that out.
Oh.
I know. Can you believe it? His probation officer even patted him on the back for it. He said it showed what a lot of good his thinking skills course had done that he'd even thought about it.
That's true, I suppose, rather than just skip the country.
Oh, I don't know, Pat. He's letting such a lot of people down.
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry, Clary. How awful you are.
There's something not right about it. There's something he ain't telling me. He's kind of gone into himself again lately.
I know what you mean.
But it's William I'm upset for, mostly. He's got to find another best man now.
Yes, of course.
I don't know about my boys. They used to fight something terrible when they was little. Then there was a time when they seemed to get on okay. Last couple of years, it all seems to come to the surface again.
Well, that's a good start, isn't it? We invite you to supper and the joint host's not even here.
Well. Thanks, Ian.
Oh, what's the excuse this time?
Oh, the cold room fridge. Poor Adam was still waiting for the engineer at 5 o'clock.
Enough already. I've heard it all before. All I get these days is a text saying, sorry, we'll be late.
Hmm.
Cheers, Debbie.
Cheers. Mm. It's really good to meet you.
Yeah, and you. The minute I knew you were coming home, I told Adam to get you round. Oh, sorry, excuse me a bit. I've got to,
Oh, that's my... Smells fabulous.
No, it's just a Thai broth for the salmon. I hope it's okay.
Just.
I'm being a bit lazy tonight.
Yeah, right.
So how are you settling back in?
Oh, it's weird. In so many ways, it's like I've never been away, but... I know, obviously, that loads has happened that I didn't know about. All those new houses for a start.
Oh, yeah, right. Matt Crawford's little empire.
Yeah.
Oh, and the... Have you been down to the Bull yet?
No. Why? Don't tell me he's bought that up as well. Turns into a lap dancing club.
No. But there is one striking addition to the decor. Can you believe Sid's stuck a garden gnome outside the door?
A gnome?
No, actually, no. In fact, a lie. It's not a garden gnome. It's a butcher gnome.
I'm sorry.
The fact that it looks more like an axe murderer gnome.
No, now you've really lost me.
Well, it's supposed to be an advert for their cavalry with a little stripy apron and meat cleaver and everything, but it's got this sort of demonic look to it, not helped by the fact that its eyes are two different colours.
Ian, you're winding me up.
Sorry. Oh, you're very jolly.
Hello, dear. Nice day at the polytunnels.
Oh, pretty tedious, if you want to know.
And long.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Debs.
Hey, I understand. Ian's obviously learnt pretty quickly.
Well, what's he been saying?
I can't believe, Ian, that nobody warned you about going out with the farmer. Didn't anyone tell you you'd never see him?
I think that's a slight exaggeration.
I don't know. It was all I ever heard from Simon.
Not much keys for me, thanks, Mum.
I haven't given you a very big bit.
Yeah, but can I have about half that?
Half?
Yes, please.
That's really not enough to live on, Helen.
That's all I want.
Helen.
Pat.
Okay.
Thanks.
Potatoes, love?
No, thanks, Dad.
Why not?
I had a big lunch.
Did you?
Yes. You didn't see.
Precisely. What did you have, then?
Oh, for heaven's sake, you know you left it out.
I know what I left out, and I know what went back in the fridge. As far as I can tell, all you had was a bit of salad.
So?
You didn't have any bread.
I had some crackers over there.
Oh, those fat-free things.
Pat, leave her.
No! She said no fat today, no protein.
She's having something now.
A bird couldn't live on that, and you know perfectly well she'll scrape the filling off and leave the pastry.
Mum, will you stop getting at me?
Leave her. This isn't helping.
No, I won't. I can't do this anymore. I can't bear it.
Love.
I can't stand watching her do this to herself. I can't lose another child.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I'm sorry. I really am.
Oh, Helen. I'm so worried about you.
There's no need.
There is. You're
something now. All right. All right.
All right. Thank you.
You'd better give me that other bit of quiche.
Sure?
Yeah.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Potatoes, love.
Okay.
They'll be stone cold. I'll eat them up.
Mum, it's fine.
Sure.
Yes.
I'll serve you then, shall I? Two, three?
No, it's all right, Dad. I can do it myself.
I was talking to Chris Mills today.
Yeah, hello. What, should I be getting jealous here?
Hardly. The only Chris Mills I know is a cricketer as wide as he's tall and no neck.
No, we were talking tactics, actually. I mean, whatever he looks like, Chris is a damn good captain.
Ooh, talking with the enemy.
Ooh, nothing secret, don't worry.
Better not tell Sid.
It's got nothing to do with him.
Whatever you two
There have been a few problems with Sid this season.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't. He's a complete bigot.
Okay.
Darrington at least knows how to run a professional team, properly organise nets, weight training at the gym, everything. Just because you two don't understand cricket.
Yeah, you're right, I don't.
Nope, me neither. But you're talking serious rivalry here, Ian. If you'd ever sat through the nail-biting tension of the annual Ambridge-Darrington grudge match.
One of those timeless village traditions,
isn't it? That's right, it's right up there with the fate and the flower and produce.
Yeah, you'll be sorry for mocking me, mate, when they ask you to judge the cakes again.
Oh, no. Not that. Anything but that, please.
Even Gran hasn't asked you already. I am surprised.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. If I hear she's looking for me, I'm going to hide in the big fridge.
Have you seen all these designs he's got for Emma and Will's wedding cake? Aren't they amazing?
Mm, they are. It's not just a pretty face, you know.
Bless them, it's going to be the wedding of the century.
Don't I know it. Susan grabbed me in the shop. Went off for hours about favours and rose petal confetti over the fact she still hasn't got her outfit.
Yeah, it's Will I feel sorry for. Emma wants them to read out poems to each other.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, he's really stuck for one. Of course, I mentioned it idly to Mum, and she's taken it on as a project.
Typical.
Yeah, what was the one? Oh, yeah. Yeah. She walks in beauty like the night.
Of cloudless climes and starry skies and all that's left of something and something meet in her aspect and her eyes.
Wow.
What? I'm not a complete bog trotter, you know.
I didn't think you were.
You really are just a pretty face.
Well, you know, I was cheating a bit. I did it at school.
So what would you choose? Love poetry?
Well, I'd have to go for some Yeats myself. But have you got a favourite poet, Debbie?
Me? Oh, no, I don't do poetry.
No?
No, I bought into all that literature stuff once, but it didn't seem to have a very improving effect on the people that I knew who lived by it. I'm not getting caught out like that again.
Bad? What are you doing out here? It's nearly dark.
I've got to keep these going for the confetti.
Oh, right. I've made her some coffee inside.
Oh, that's sweet of you, thanks.
And I've set the table for breakfast. Save you doing it.
Thanks, love. Sorry about earlier.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry I didn't realise it was getting to you quite so much.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have said it. But I can't help it, Tony. I can't help thinking that way.
No, of course not. I understand.
If Helen doesn't realise what she's doing to herself... Well, maybe she does. Maybe she knows only too well.
I don't think any of us know what's going on inside her head. Perhaps she doesn't quite know herself.
No. How are we going to make her see, or make her see someone?
A doctor?
Might be a start. A doctor, a counsellor, anything. What's she doing now?
She's in her room. Watching TV, I think.
Not in the bathroom, then, throwing up.
Oh, Pat.
Well, how do we know?
Look, maybe saying what you did was a good thing. It certainly seemed to shock her.
Yes, maybe.
And she did eat something.
Two potatoes, the smallest in the dish, and she wiped those round her plate to get all the butter off.
Well, I don't know.
Nor do I. But I know I can't go making a scene like that every night just to get her to eat a child's portion.
Neil and Susan's dream home is starting to look like a reality.
good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's having the doors and windows in. Makes a heck of a difference.
Oh, Neil. It's really starting to look like a home.
A home.
You reckon it'll all be worth it?
Oh, of course. Christopher had his way, he'd move in right now.
He'd actually got as far as getting his sleeping bag out ready, you know.
I do know. And packed up a load of crisps and stuff.
Cheeky monkey. Oh, we've still got a while to go yet.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, love, I'm going to get all the rest of the paperwork to do with the house and the pigs out of the caravan and into my shed. Then you and Emma can really spread yourselves out with all the wedding stuff.
Oh, do you know, I can hardly believe it. 4 weeks today.
Yeah.
And I really am going to be wearing my old green suit.
Oh, don't be daft. I bet you'll find something with Clary this afternoon.
I wish she'd tell me where she got hers. They might have something for me. She just keeps saying it was some little shop in Felpersham.
Has she said anything about Eddie's brother?
Ralph?
Well, since he hasn't had the courtesy to reply to us, I wondered if he'd spoken to them about coming.
No, I mean, I did ask. She was a bit vague, said they thought he must be away.
Inside, you mean? I told you it was pointless sending the invite to Gloucester, unless it was to HM Prison Gloucester.
Neil?
Well, if he does come, we're going to have to keep an eye on him. All that stuff they got lying around at Lower Loxley. Susan, this is Alf Grundy we're talking about. He'd sell his own grandmother and there wouldn't be an invoice.
No, no, but he's...
You heard what Will said. Last time his Uncle Alf paid them a visit, he ran off with Will's pocket money.
Oh, dear. It's hardly going to be relaxing, is it?
No. And he's not the only one who'll need a minder. What about Joe?
Joe? Joe's not going to nick anything.
No, but you know what it's like round their place. They'll be on the cider the minute they get up. We don't want him tipping Will over in that trap of his.
Well, that's a point.
Perhaps I could get the farm watch lads onto it. One on booze watch, another on crook watch. Great.
No, don't worry about that. Will will keep an eye on Joe.
It's Will's wedding day. Don't you think he'll have enough to worry about?
You all set then?
Oh, hello, Clary.
Afternoon.
Ready to hit them shops?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Bye then, love.
Bye. Mm. Susan, listen. Just get something you like and feel happy in, love. Never mind the money.
You heard what Neil said. Never mind the money.
Oh, no, but even so. Have you seen how much it is?
But you look lovely in it, Susan.
Oh, it is nice. It's just what I've been looking for, really.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me to find something not in the sale.
Well, it's new stock, isn't it? It's really classy. And you know what it reminds me of?
What?
That dress Julia Roberts wore in Pretty Woman. When he takes her to that posh polo match, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly the same material. Might have the same effect. You wouldn't say no to Richard Gere, would you?
I don't know. Hasn't he gone a bit funny? You've got some funny religion or something.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, you ought to go for it.
Oh. I'll just put the jacket on again.
Yeah, and that's really useful, being plain. Because you could wear it with other things after.
Oh, I don't know when I'm going to wear a 200 quid jacket again.
Investment dressing, isn't that what they say?
Oh, it is lovely. Oh, what the heck, I'm going to have it.
Good for you. You really look gorgeous.
Oh, thanks, Clara. Oh, listen, thanks for coming with me.
That's all right, love. I'm just so happy you found some.
Oh, me too. It's the bag and shoes I've got to worry about now.
Perhaps that'd better be next week's project.
Yeah, let's quit while we're winning, eh? Oh, well, I suppose I better take this off then. Then I'll treat you to a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, I could do with one. There's something I've got to tell you, actually.
Oh, what?
No, I'll wait till we're sitting down.
That bad, is it? Then? Oh, go on.
No, well, oh, it's about Edward. Oh, I'm afraid he ain't going to be there at the wedding.
Why not?
He's got himself a job in Hungary. Well, Oliver Sterling has.
That's a bit sudden.
Yeah, but it's such a good opportunity for him. He can't let it go by.
Oh, I see.
He's obviously had to do a lot of thinking about it. He's been very torn, but he's made his mind up to go.
Oh. Well. Oh, it's a shame, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shame for you not to have him there. And for Emma, I mean, she's fond of it.
I know.
But if it's like you say, you can't miss the chance.
No.
I suppose all we can do is wish him luck.
Oh, don't help, will you?
What do you think you got that money left to do?
They need feeding three times.
Why don't you just get bigger feeders?
Trusty Flaskery, dumb question.
is it?
What do you want, anyway? Oh, don't tell me you finally decided to pick up all those messages I've been leaving you.
Yeah, I got them.
About time. Darren and everyone keeps getting on to me about this stag night. So, what's happening?
Nothing. I'm not going to be organising it, Will.
Eh? You're the best man. Oh, is it your job?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be around.
Excuse me?
No, for the wedding.
You what?
I'm sorry, Will. I'm going away. I've got a job.
You're winding me up.
I'm not. It's true. Oliver's got me a job in Hungary.
I don't believe this.
I'm asking myself.
No, I don't believe you. How is it you always manage to let me down? And you don't even care. Do you think I ever wanted to have you as my best man? I only did it for Mum's sake. And what about her? You don't even care about her either. Or Emma. What's she going to think?
I don't know.
This is great, this is. That's another best man gone.
But I'm sorry.
I should have known. You were never going to be up to it. Best man, Ed. Not idle git of a man. Not useless waste of space, man.
Yeah, right.
The one time I ask you for anything. I can't believe you're doing this.
Yeah, no, you're right. You've always been right. That's me, I'm a loser.
Got it in one.
So why don't I just get out of your way and let you get on with your life, eh?
That's the first sensible thing I've ever heard you say. I just wish you'd done it years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it now.
Go on, then. Go. Go.
Well, I'm leaving next week. I don't suppose I'll be seeing you again. So?
So?
I'll shake.
I'll just piss off, Ed.
You don't think it's too much to spend?
No, not at all, love.
Only I can always take it back.
No, don't be silly. I can see how much you like it.
Oh, I do.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Neil.
And you deserve it. Mother of the bride.
Yeah. Oh, I took it in to show Emma. She loved it.
Oh, good.
And Clary made a good point. You see, because it's not too dressy, I'll be able to wear it again. Mm. Like for all those interviews I'll be going for.
Yeah, I suppose so. As long as they won't think that they can't afford you.
No, you've got to look smart, Neil. I haven't started thinking about shoes or a bag yet. That can wait till next week.
Yeah, plenty of time for that.
Now I know I'm trying to match up, I feel much happier. Mm. Oh, well. Suppose I better take it off then before it gets too creased.
Oh, right.
I'll put it on again after tea. Go and show Betty.
Yeah, you do that.
She hasn't decided what she's wearing yet. She said she might treat herself to something with her birthday money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you undo the rest of this zip, Neil?
Oh, Roger.
Oh, thanks. Oh, me finally getting my outfit isn't the only big news of the day.
Huh?
Ed's not coming to the wedding.
No.
Going to work in Hungary for a bit, on that farm of Oliver's.
Well,
admit it, you're relieved, aren't you?
Relieved? To be honest, I can't believe I can be that lucky. Well, he's another liability, isn't he? He was bound to have said or done something to ruin the day.
Oh, it's a pity for Clary, though.
What about Will? He's not having much luck with the best man, is he? Who else is there? Roy? Tom? Perhaps he should just ask Brenda who she fancies. Do it that way.
Oh, I'm sure she'd have plenty of ideas. Yeah, you know I'm going to have to think what to say to Tom. He's bound to ask me.
What about?
Well, Fed's leaving. He's going to be short of someone for the sausages after noon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've already turned it down once.
Yeah, then again, until you get another job.
Oh, well, I suppose it'd be a bit extra. Oh, I could always tell him I'd do it till I got a better offer.
Yeah, why not?
I don't really want to. But with my expensive shopping habit to maintain.
Yeah, right.
Now, what do you think about accessories, Neil?
Hmm?
I mean, cream shoes and back, obviously. But for the hat, I don't know whether to go for cream or brown.
Oh.
I mean, I know brown might sound a bit boring, but I'm worried too much cream. Brown? Can you do the note for the milk, please? 16 and 12 bread.
Okay.
Sorry, we're... Well...
Surprise.
Yeah, it is. What are you doing here?
Oh, I wanted to see you.
Oh.
No, I really wanted to see you. Can I have a hug?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I've missed you, man.
I know.
Oh, it's been a long week.
Yeah, it has.
Very long week.
Must be bad if you've left your little chicks to fend for themselves.
Who's feeding her?
Oh, George said he'd do it. I still can't stay long, though.
Oh.
I don't like it at the Dowerhouse without you.
Well...
It sounds stupid. I know you're not there all the time anyway, but... I've got used to it when you are.
Silly.
Yeah, soppy or what?
Yeah, you're just a great big girl.
Yeah, that's me. Still, better than being some freak with no feelings at all.
What?
Oh, I saw Ed.
Ed?
Yeah, came and found me up at the Pens. Had some news for me.
What sort of news?
Only that he's not going to be my best man.
What?
He's not going to be best man at the wedding.
But why? Why not?
Because he won't be here.
What?
Typical of him. So now I'm right back where I started, no best man.
Where's he going? When?
Well, Hungary. Sooner the better. I've been racking my brain since, but I don't know who I'm going to go for now.
Ed's leaving.
I mean, I even thought about asking George. At least he's reliable.
Leaving?
He's been very good to me since Greg died. I feel like he's there for me. And that's what you want, isn't it? Someone who's there for you.
Leaving?
What do you think, Em? Em, are you listening?
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.